Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace greetings to you, my friends. We've got 2 days left in the year 2012. And I want to try to get you through the latter part of the 6th chapter of John today and tomorrow. And when we start a brand new year, if I still feel the pulling of the Lord to keep going deeper into John, then we'll have a brand new chapter to start, which would work out perfectly. We are in verse number 65 of the 6th chapter of John. There's only 71 verses. He said, therefore, he is Jesus, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it's been granted to him by my Father. If you'll read back earlier in the chapter, he said that in previous verses. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Now, I told you yesterday, let me reiterate today, why many of them went back and walked no more. Because this was the throwing down of a gauntlet, so to speak. It was one thing to follow Jesus as long as he was turning water to wine, as long as he was feeding 5,000. It was quite another now to follow a man who is asking you to enter into a covenant with him. He is asking you to participate in the feasting spiritually of his body and his blood as if he is God. And for many Jews, this was asking too much. Lest we forget how big this was to the Jewish thinker, just fast forward into the early church, where we see the same battle going on between those who've come out of Judaism and those who've come out of Judaism into the faith and those who've come into the faith but don't want to come out of Judaism. And they are dragging over into the early church the old paradigms of Judaism, circumcision, the tithe, the animal sacrifice, temple worship. And the Apostle Paul would spend significant amounts of his time, and the author of Hebrews, significant amounts of his time, trying to transition the church out of one age and into another age. They were in the end of the old Mosaic economy, and they were coming out of that crucial period. And we don't have a whole lot of trouble understanding that in the church because we've read that so much, but we fail sometimes to realize that argument that Paul was fighting against, that there needed to be some semblance of law in the church, he's fighting against that hard. That argument didn't start post-Pentecost. That argument was already going on in Jesus's day against Jesus, because Jesus was inviting the Jews to enter into a flesh and blood covenant with him by which they didn't cut their own flesh and shed blood, but they feasted on his blood and his body. This is over their realm of understanding. They cannot take it. In fact, Jesus says, does it offend you? And then the answer is found in the fact that a lot of them turn away and walk with him no more. So before we're so hard on them, because man, we've all hammered these guys and said, how could they possibly walk away from Jesus one day after he feeds the 5,000? Don't they know he's the one? Don't be too hard on them. They're being asked to enter into a covenant that would completely sever everything they've known of a previous covenant. And that's a tough transition. If you don't think it's tough, watch what happens in the modern church when someone comes along and tries to change your old paradigm, tries to take out the wooden bench at the front of the building where people kneel down around it, tries to get rid of that, tries to take songbooks out of your hand, tries to change the church culture in regards to solemnity and loosen it up and make people in a relaxed atmosphere. Watch how those things are fought against. And those are just merely cultural. Now imagine a total transition of the way things happen spiritually. Verse 67, then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? But Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also, we've come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I'll dig into that and close the chapter tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.